From Washington, this is VOA News. The death toll in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, from a massive truck bomb has now risen to 90. More than 300 were wounded. The bomb exploded Wednesday morning in the central Wazir Akhban Khan section of the city, which is home to embassies and government offices. Dozens of vehicles and buildings were damaged. Afghan officials said the explosives were packed in a sewage tanker. The U.S. State Department said 11 American citizens working as contractors in Afghanistan were injured. None of their injuries is considered life-threatening. The Afghan intelligence agency has blamed the Haqqani network, allegedly based in neighboring Pakistan. It fights alongside the Taliban. The agency also said Pakistan's spy agency helped to plan the attack. Multiple news agencies are now reporting that President Trump will pull the United States out of the 2015 Paris Climate Accord. It's a major reversal of Obama-era policy that analysts say will please the president's supporters but anger America's allies. Just a few days ago, 22 Republican senators wrote to Trump asking him to, quote, make a clean break from the Paris Agreement. News of the pending American pullout from the accord has prompted worried reactions among European allies. The agreement is meant to curb the Earth's heating by cutting carbon dioxide emissions from burning fossil fuels and reducing any further negative impacts from climate change like sea level rise, droughts, and more intense weather. Should Trump choose to pull the U.S. out of the agreement, America would join Syria and Nicaragua as the only non-participating countries. You are listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington.